This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Jeffrey's doctor knows him well. He knows about his diabetes, his back pain, and his cardiac problems. He also knows he lives alone and has a wife who lives in a nursing home who he visits every single day. This week, when Jeffrey was short of breath, his doctors admitted him to the hospital. In the past, everything went smoothly as the doctor's nurse filled out the necessary paperwork, and before Jeffrey knew it, he was in a hospital bed with his doctor briefing the nurses on his problems. But American medicine has changed far more profoundly than most healthy people realize. Jeffrey will no longer see his own doctor during his entire hospital stay. Instead, the doctors who will care for him are called hospitalists, and their job is only to manage patients in the hospital, not before and not after discharge. In other words, the hospitalists do not provide any continuity of care. Continuity of care is when the same health professional provides care over time. Hospitalists work in shifts, so that even over the period of several days that Jeffrey is in the hospital, he will have several physicians in charge of his care. Every time a doctor signs off and transfers care to another doctor, there is the potential for clinical information to be lost. Each of the hospitalists knows very little about Jeffrey beyond his current clinical condition, little about his home, his struggles, his past medical history, or his fears. But the hospitalists are smart. They're skilled at managing hospitalized patients, and according to research on hospitalists, they are more effective at keeping hospital costs low. However, a recent study involving nearly 20,000 patients showed that the old type of care, which provided for continuity, is much more effective at increasing patient and physician satisfaction, managing chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension, and keeping patients out of the hospital. Interestingly, in this study, hospitalists were not associated with lower costs, but with higher costs. Perhaps this was due to hospitalists ordering more lab and X-ray tests. On the other hand, hospitalists point to some advantages, such as having more doctors involved in the care, and that may allow for what's called a beneficial second look. In other words, minimizing the chance that something is not overlooked. In the U.S., hospitalists now care for the majority of hospitalized medical patients. This momentum has been building over a decade, and it's unlikely to change. Hospitals are convinced that hospitalists provide for efficiencies not possible in the old model, when your doctor was your doctor, whether you were in the hospital or at their office. However, many sick people, particularly elderly people like Jeffrey, want to see a familiar face in their doctor, and they want to know that the person overseeing their medical care knows them as a person rather than as a disease in room 353, bed A. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.